Phone Boy Speaks, episode 658, John Ledger at the GeekWire Summit.
John Ledger, the CEO of T-Mobile in the U.S., was on stage at something called the GeekWire Summit, and his 45-minute or so talk was, or interview, I guess you could say, was recorded and put on the web, and much like the, you know, sort of the more scripted appearances that he does, it was laden with F-bombs and all kinds of interesting colorful language, and he had some interesting things to say about the competition, of course. But what actually resonated with me more than anything that he did in this thing, and I recommend watching it just because it's just for the entertainment value, if nothing else, although it's not safe for work, so consider that. But he actually said, you know, look, I take, he gets direct feedback from customers. He does it a number of ways. First of all, he's really active on Twitter, more active than any CEO of any public company that I've seen anyway. And he takes the feedback from that seriously. And he's obviously, you know, in the last 2 years at T-Mobile, there's been a whole lot of things done as a result of some of that feedback, not just on Twitter, but also he's actually listened to customer service calls, including when the customer talks to the interactive voice response system, and said some of the stuff's funny, but he takes the feedback that he gets from these customers seriously, and if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of CEOs get feedback from their from the people that are around them, and you know they want to, they tell the CEO what he wants to hear oftentimes, and you know, and oftentimes you're better off getting feedback directly from the customers, and I've seen this at Checkpoint, right? That when the right people in the organization hear the feedback directly from the customers, stuff gets fixed, and that's what's happening at T-Mobile, and it is and after watching this thing, and huge amount of F-bombs and stuff like that, but I can live with that, but I have a great deal of respect, and it's because if you're gonna run a company and it's a consumer based company, no matter what your company is, you should be getting feedback directly from your customers, and hopefully the top dog actually hears that direct feedback, and obviously not everybody is gonna get all of their feedback directly to the man, and he's not necessarily gonna respond to all of it. It's just not scalable, but still getting a sampling of the kind of feedback that you get from real customers. I mean, and you can do lots of market research and lots of things, but I mean, that's really what makes a company successful is, yes, getting the feedback and customers are feeling like they're being heard, which is awesome. And of course, then things are actually getting fixed. And I think most people understand that changes don't happen overnight. And T-Mobile is doing a lot of stuff now. And I mean, he said some other stuff in this thing too. He said, you know what? Apple made us a better carrier. Because when he started, Apple was not they weren't selling the iPhone, which is obviously something that people have been wanting T-Mobile to do for a long time, and so they did that. But he said, look, Apple made us better because they got us to do stuff faster than we would have before, talking about upgrading their network and stuff to support all the different frequencies and HSPA Plus and stuff like that. He said, they helped improve us, which was another interesting thing to hear. Usually people don't always say nice things about Apple, at least on the business side of things. Obviously, consumers like Apple, but anyway, this is is well worth the 45 minutes or so. You don't have to listen to it and just watch it, but he's still just the he has some interesting things to say, of course. Which anytime he's on stage, he definitely has something interesting to say. And if you watch his Twitter feed, there's always interesting to say. But this is worth checking out, I gotta say.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.